Second of all, thank you guys for either being too lazy to get on Ticketmaster and get tickets for the Canada-Dominican Republic game at Ricoh Coliseum, or not wanting to go because this is more important right now, because we have some national treasures back in the country. You guys know exactly who I'm talking about, and hi everybody filing in late. Come on down here, there's tons of seats. Come on down. It's like a bachelor party or something. Hey. All right, guys, without further ado, actually just a little bit of ado. So we're going to have the starters come up here, and then we're going to do a Q&A. So flag me down. I'll get a queue going. I'm sure you guys have a lot of things to ask. Nothing's off the table, they've said, actually. They said the more personal the questions, the better. That's what I've been told. So I don't know if they'll actually abide by my rules that I just made up, but we'll see soon enough. So everybody, without further ado, please welcome the starters.
Good evening, Sweet World! Oh, that felt good. Welcome to the Starters live show here in Toronto, Hoop Talks. We really appreciate you joining us. I'm Jay Skeets, and alongside me, as always, that's Tass Mellis.
Hi, everybody!
There he is. This part, obviously very important. Hopefully your fans that just didn't stumble into this weird movie. The bearded one, that's Trey Kirby.
Ayo!
Ayo!
Yes, yes.
Beautiful.
It's a good crowd.
Beautiful.
Let's just rip the band-aid off right away. Where is Lee Ellis? Where is the international man of mystery? Turns out he's not that international. He had some problems getting into the country. We're not kidding, so we apologize. I know there's a lot of Lee diehards out there.
You might have heard we had some changes up top down in the United States.
Yes.
Things are a little tougher these days.
Yeah, Trump won't let him back in. I don't think Canada will let him in to begin with. So no Lili, unfortunately. But if you have a question, I suggest you tweet it at him right now, at Lee Ellis. That's LeighEllis.
No Lee Ellis, but we do have Raptors head coach Nick Nurse in the house.
Yeah, Nick Nurse. Stand up, Nick Nurse. There he is.
That's him.
Yeah.
No, that's my good friend Dave Sutton.
We should say a huge
little
thank
Nick
you.
Nurse vibe.
A huge thank
he
you.
Wanted me to say. Hold Sorry, on. He yeah. wanted me to say that he's far better looking than Nick Nurse.
I disagree. Disagree.
Get your votes in.
I was gonna say a big round of applause for Ashley, Victoria, and William. Will up here earlier. That was fantastic. I do disagree with Will. Nick Nurse, sexy as fuck. Sexy as fuck. Guy's gorgeous. Looks like he owns a couple Best Buys. No offense, Dave. You do too. Thank you to Kevin and the Hoop Talks team for putting this on. We're obviously super pumped to be back here, in case you couldn't tell. So another round of applause for them. Thank you to Kevin and them. This is a really cool thing they're doing. And finally to the Royal Cinema for putting this on.
Thanks, Royal Cinema.
It's a weird... I mean, this is a weird movie. We're going to watch Uncle Drew later. Mm-hmm. Double bill. So thanks to them. Anything we need, like, ground rules to set before we get started? Should we have, like, a game? Maybe anytime Tass says, like, an old Raptors player, you got a drink, if you have a drink in your hand? That seems like a... It's a Friday night.
I think Willie took care of that.
Yeah, he named
we had
a lot.
Marcus Banks.
Do you want to test it?
Pops.
Name a new one.
I have met Benny Bonsu, by the way. Pop's sister. I'm name dropping.
Okay, so anytime Tass says an old Raptors name, you have to drink. And you can get crazy and get excited.
Also, Derek, dial it up. It's going to be a long night.
Oh, there it is. Wow. Derek Dial reference. nobody even knows
who that is.
Also, did you bring pocket dogs? Did anybody bring pocket dogs?
If anybody has a hot dog here, we'll eat it.
It's a challenge.
Somebody bring in a hot dog from the streets. I know they got them on the streets here. You guys got street dogs.
And the final, I guess, group we should thank is all of you guys for coming out here. The start of a long weekend, and you came to watch us three talk about pocket dogs and old Raptors.
Well, they came for Lee, but
yeah,
we're here.
I also noticed we have Jay Triano in the house.
Oh, yeah. Give it up for Jay Triano.
Stand up, please.
Stand up.
Jay.
Come on, turn around.
Get some applause. Come on, Jay. There we go, yeah.
There he is. We bring out all the old Raptors coaches. Amazing. So we're going to, like, a lot of this is going to be, we don't really know what you guys want us to talk about. So we will get to the Q&A. I know Ashley will be moving around. Should I just ask the question that everybody, well, some people are going to ask? Where's LeBron going? Let's get it over with. Where's he going? When's he going?
Trey and I will say the team name.
Okay.
At the exact same time.
Okay, in 3, 2, 1.
Lakers!
You believe that?
That was not rehearsed.
We were on the same flight here. We did that the entire time. Go up and down the aisles. Hey, where do you guys think LeBron going? Wait, let us tell you. I do think it's L.A. I don't know. You're hearing a lot more buzz. You know, the Spurs are trying to work their Kawhi Leonard trades. And basically, to me, it seems like if LeBron says something should happen, that's what's going to happen. And to me, the tea leaves read Lakers right now.
Do you think someone else has to go?
Oh, he's not going by himself.
He's not going by himself.
No, definitely not.
So Paul George, a Kawhi trade, maybe
some people are saying DeMarcus Cousins, yeah. Kind of a forgotten man, but there will be somebody there besides just all the young guys and LeBron.
It feels like the next chapter, right, for LeBron. He's a historian of the game, and a lot of the great players want to play in L.A., your Shaqs, or go to the big franchises. Kobe wanted to go to Chicago if he was going to move. I feel like it's all just going to work out that way. He's going to be a billion-dollar athlete. He knows that he's bigger than basketball. There's a Uncle Drew, the movie. There's going to be a LeBron movie.
Space Jam 2.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's not going to be a billion-dollar movie. No way.
Oh, wow. Let me counter, though. What about this? LeBron to the Raptors. Talk
way
to
pander.
No.
They got a spot for him. They can open up some space.
Can't lose to LeBron if you have LeBron on your team.
That's right. That's right.
That's the thing. That's the meme. I did a meme there for you. You know what meme I'm talking about? The meme. Point of that.
I remember this meme.
Yeah, guy pointing
at his head meme. I don't know. I've heard some Raptors fans have already turned on Masai Ujiri, but I think if he were able to swing Serge Ibaka for LeBron, perhaps that would win the fans over.
I wish Tim and Sid were here to sing. I believe in Masai. I mean, how do you turn your back on Masai Ujiri? I don't get it. I don't get it. Well, everything he's done for this place. He built this place. He built the Royal Cinema.
He built the Royal Cinema. It's incredible. So LeBron, you think, is going to Lakers. You do think somebody's going to join him there. Is that most likely Paul George? Because there's a lot of buzz. You know, your Wendy's saying, oh, he might stay in Brian Windhorst. We call him Wendy. We're in the industry. that he might stay in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Which just seems very, very weird. Why?
Yeah, it'd be very weird to have an ESPN three-part documentary going back to Oklahoma City. It doesn't seem like the climactic ending you're looking for.
No.
That's why, to me, you're literally making a movie about where you're going to be going to play basketball. So probably the place you're going to play basketball is where they make movies. It all adds up.
Makes sense. You're on board with this.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized I didn't say who we are or what we do. So if people are here that have no idea what we do, I mean, by a round of applause, do you guys watch the show? You can't even watch the show in Canada, can you? What time is it on?
It was on once at 2 a.m.
Not clapping, you guys. Not clapping.
Yeah, it's not on here. It's like everyone's always tweeting us. The show's not on NBA TV Canada. Is that true?
No,
I said it's on. Oh, yeah, right. YouTube, thank you.
It's on twice a week.
Twitter. Oh, yeah, Twitter show, too. Appreciate that. Okay, great. So we are the starters. We used to be called the Basketball Jones, which was on a small station called The Score. Yeah, shout out to The Score belligerents down here. You guys are having fun? Fair enough. So let's do this. Do you guys want to do some Q&A here?
Yeah.
And you can ask us anything. NBA questions, we'll laugh at them. We won't care as much. Or weird questions will be just as fun. So, Ashley, whenever you
oh
want.
God,
where
oh
you
God,
are.
This is so ready. Embarrassing.
Where
I got one for you,
Jay. Are you?
I was going to get beers.
Trey's got a question. Trey's got a question. Trey's got a quickie here.
Skeets, you mentioned...
Oh, you're over there.
Yeah.
Sorry, going to get
I know, she's not asking me. It's kind of strange. But you mentioned that we call Brian Windhorst Windy because we're in the industry. You got any more cool insider industry nicknames?
Wow. I mean, I feel like you're asking me because you have a lot off the top of your head.
I can only remember one, and she hosts The Jump on ESPN.
Pickles.
Rachel Pickles. Feel free to use that among your friends. You'll seem very hip and inside.
I think I accidentally once said Rachel Pickles.
Oh, definitely.
Maybe to her face or on the show. I didn't
it's
mean
it's a compliment. I think it's a compliment.
You love pickles. You're always taking an extra pickle from Jimmy John's.
100%. I heard Jimmy John's is coming north of the border.
Wow.
Big news. Whenever we order Jimmy John's, I might not order a sandwich. I'll just order a pickle. Shout out to Lisa Brown. Hey, Lisa, yeah, over here, yeah. Stop talking to your friends.
We ready.
They cut him in fours.
We're ready now. Okay, Josh, you're up. Set the bar high, my friend. Stand up. Come on. Be seen.
You should have to say, before you ask your question, your favorite Raptor player of all time. Or favorite NBA player. Let's do that. Favorite NBA player.
You know, I was thinking about my favorite Raptor player a while ago, and I think it's got to be Kyle Lowry because of his attitude, his personality. So, long-time question asker, first-time watcher. And this is gonna sound strange because I just said that Kyle Lowry was my favorite Raptor. If we're gonna move one guy to revitalize this team, does it make sense? DeLon Wright, Fred Van Vliet, have they established themselves to a point where you think we can trade Kyle Lowry and grow as a franchise?
It's fair. I mean, I'm a big Van Vliet fan. I'm a big Wright fan, but Kyle Lowry, I remember tweeting it, the second game he ever played for the Raptors, second or third game, it was like, he's my favorite Raptor of all time. I love how he played. Like, that was way back when. He obviously even got better, became an All-NBA player, an All-Star. But there's some truth, I think, to what you're saying. I mean, if there's one position you feel comfortable with your backups to take on a bigger role, it's the point guard position. The problem is there's not a lot of teams that are going to want an older Kyle Lowry. They don't even want a point guard to begin with because a lot of them are pretty set there, so that's going to be a big issue to me.
But I think he showed this year that he's willing to assimilate into a team and not be the number one guy, so that bodes well for a trade. I think teams will look at him and say, okay, you don't need to be the number one guy, so we'll take you on. That being said, I just want to trade. I think any of those, the big four, just to shake up the locker room and shake up the heartbeat of that team, it needs to change.
Who's the fourth of the big four?
Who's the third of the big three?
Who's the second?
Nick Nurse. No. Yeah. The big two. I think we know who the big two are.
Yes, I know the big two. That was
Jonas and Serge, the big money men.
Oh, Serge, okay.
Yeah. The men who are making the money on that team.
Gotcha.
Would y'all be disappointed, though, if Lowry or DeRozan got shipped out? That's the end of an era.
Yeah.
It was a good era, though. It was a good era. Yeah. No problem with that.
You say
era.
Get it out? We're done with it?
I wouldn't be We've angry been there. At it.
No, this was a heck of a run. I'm sorry to use the past tense. But it feels like the Hawks, the 60-win team of the Hawks, where the 59 is just and William Liu brought up, you know, the Celtics and the Sixers. I'm scared of the Indiana Pacers. I think there's too many teams on the rise. It's fine. It's fine. It was a fantastic run. Think about the bad days. Nick Nurse and I, Dave Seton and I, were purchasing tickets to go see, my God, Dion Glover.
Drink.
And,
drinks.
Yeah.
And Mank Bato and Eric
Drink.
Montross.
Drink.
Chug at this point.
Double zero. Yeah, we were zeros for being in the being in the stands for them.
Yeah, we are. We're as Raptors fans. I'm totally fine with that.
And now you want to go back to that.
What's that?
Now you want to go back to that, though. Because that's what happens. Like, I rooted for the Bulls. They made their run at LeBron. It didn't happen. Now they're a trash team. The Hawks made their run at LeBron and the Heat and the Cavs. It didn't happen. Now they're a trash team. It's not fun to root for a really bad team. It's better to at least stay in the playoffs.
Fair. You're in the Eastern Conference. We could trade Kyle Lowry and still be a playoff team.
Yes.
You should be still a playoff team.
You should.
You should.
Also, you had a little more success as a Bulls fan.
That was 20 years ago. We're talking Derrick Rose blowing out his knee. Some true tragedies.
Oh, okay.
Not getting swept by one of the all-time greats.
That's right. The Rose Bulls did win some games versus LeBron.
One. One game.
Hey, Raps won two.
Oh, yeah. I always forget about that year. All right. Next question.
All right. Down here with Brandon.
And he has a prop. So the basketball was taped as a wedgie, first of all. But
hold it up, show it.
Show the people.
Give him a round of applause. Yeah. That's nice dedication.
Which one of you think you could make a shot into this?
Or stick a wedge.
Oh, there's no way.
Skeets will hit it first shot.
How much is in that? Like, I need to know how much air is in the ball. Throw it up. Chuck it up.
It's deflated.
What kind of PSI you got? All right, I'm going to chuck it hard, but you got to do the work too. All right?
Okay, if you get it in, people have to not drink.
I mean, if we pull this off. All right, get this. Ready? Here we go. Here's a question for the Wedgie Masters here. Should I arc it, like, gentle, because that might help the chances of Wedgie, or go with, like, more of a baseball?
Right in between.
In between.
Tweener.
Soft liner.
You know, yeah? No, I'm going a little in between. Here we go.
He tried to help you.
Chesty.
That wasn't bad. One more.
It wasn't that close, honestly.
Nobody leaves till this works.
All right, straight buckets. No Wedgie. Straight buckets. Help me up, man.
Oh.
Oh!
He actually does have a question,
though. For the next hour.
It's a great question.
Yeah, so it's kind of a double piece for SummerSlam. I saw that you guys are going to be calling a game at Summer League, which is
SummerSlam.
I was like, wait a second. This is a big news, breaking news.
So you guys are big. I'm nervous. So you guys are calling a game at Summer League, so I wanted to know how excited you guys were for that. But if you're moving up in the ranks, does this mean no more half-court shots?
No, we're doing half-court shots at Summer League. And we're hitting one this year.
We may be calling a game, but we are still the halftime entertainment.
We are the clowns that come out. Also, I'm not excited to call Summer League anymore because I thought we were calling SummerSlam for a second.
Yeah.
DeAndre Ayton versus Michael Bagley.
They've also asked us to gain 20 pounds of muscle and be those two brothers that just lie on each other at midcourt and they do all those acrobatic...
balancing guys.
Those balancing guys. What are their names? They got a name?
Kenny and Spenny? I don't know. CanCon!
That's a good...
just shout it out to some
joke.
What
halftime act could you do, like, get closest to doing, though? Like, not Red Panda.
I could be Red Panda and fall down, yeah.
Oh,
Red Panda, the greatest NBA halftime act in history. She shouldn't have come back. She shouldn't. She's the Michael Jordan of NBA halftime acts. Yeah, she's Wizards
Jordan.
She should
have
went
out on top, you're saying.
Not on the bottom, on the floor. No.
Do you have an answer to that?
Oh, contortionist, easily.
I feel like
I can fit into a lot of things.
You do a lot of yoga.
Yeah, I do a lot of yoga. I can touch my toes. I'm looking at most of the gaps around here.
Come on.
What? You don't think I can touch my toes? You don't think I can touch my toes?
Whoa!
Come on! I can touch my toes.
I can touch my
toes. You guys want me to fit through something? I'm looking at the gaps here in Tass's chair. I'm thinking, yeah, I could probably get in here.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll see.
This man hasn't taken his yoga mat off his living room floor in 5 days. Because his wife is away, the yoga man will play. Usually he has to put the mat away.
You want to get crazy? Come to my house and do yoga at 8:30 a.m., baby.
Woo! Wow.
We're releasing our shoulders and hips.
I thought you were going to say, quick change. Do you guys know quick change, the halftime act? I think I could do a good quick change. I take quick shits.
Yeah, you just did a quick change upstairs.
Yeah.
Seems like I could do changing faster.
If you notice, we were sitting here prior to the show, 7:57. Skeet says, I got to run up. Okay. Got to take care of business. 7:59, we're ready to go.
Smallest green room ever. It was a bad idea.
Ashley, stretch.
Alex. Hello, sir. Stand up. Come on.
I don't have a prop. I'm sorry.
Sit down. We're done. No, it's fine. Who else has a prop?
Yep. So, favorite NBA / Raptor player? We're going to go Steve Novak and hit both.
What's that?
The real White Mamba, Steve Novak.
Wow.
Discount double check.
It was half a season. It was too short. A weeks ago, I listened to a revisionist history podcast, Adam Grant, Malcolm Gladwell, talking about workplace fit and employee performance. And they used Victor Oladipo as an example. Goes to Indiana, becomes this all-star player. Jay Crowder is the counterpoint where everyone's talking about him, and then he goes to Cleveland. It's like, oh, this guy's kind of crap. So it's free agency now. Who is poised with a new team, new setting for a Victor Oladipo-esque coming out party, and who's going to tank when they go to a different team and people realize that they're not so hot?
Whoa.
Wow, Alex, setting the bar high.
All right.
I don't know. It's June 29th. We don't know. You got one?
Tune in to NBA TV Free Agency Frenzy. Sunday, July 1st. We'll be talking about that. Maybe. Who do you think's been working out the hardest this summer?
I mean, I feel like because we've only it feels like we've only had one trade, we have to pick Austin Rivers or Marcin Gortat.
Rivers is looking so good.
Yeah.
Coming east, they don't have the scouting
reports
on them.
Rivers, the Wizards need a backup guard, man.
The shots are there.
Shots are there.
Shots are there, you know.
That is tough. It's tough until we know, in all honesty, where some of these new guys are going. But it's a good question.
I saw a picture of Miles Turner.
That's the one who I was
looking
at.
He had the Victor Oladipo transformation. He went from, like, a doughy tray body to a sexy ripped Skeets body.
Yes.
In 2 weeks. And he was working with Victor Oladipo's trainer. So to me, the secret is, whoever that guy is, hire him. He's good.
Good.
He get results.
It's good.
That's, yeah. That team is good.
And fit.
Also, for the record, I am not afraid of Mike Bibby still. Okay? Fuck Mike Bibby still. All right? There. I said it. I wanted to get that off my chest. You know, a lot of people were tweeting me that picture where he's all jacked up and his tiny head. And like, oh, he's all angry at you because you've been, you know, slandering him for 10 years. I'm not. I'm not. If anything, he can't catch me now. He's going to fall over.
I had thought Alex was going to ask you guys which one of you would thrive and tank elsewhere. I was worried that that's where that question was going, and I was like, okay, he stuck to the NBA. That's good. Joseph, you're next, my friend.
So favorite NBA player has to be Ben Wallace. I don't really have a favorite Raptors player because they're all great to me.
At least. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
They're all
God
your children.
You.
All
God bless really you, great. Man.
So I was wondering, I was thinking about past championship teams, and all of them, most if not all, have like an edgy guy on the team. So Spurs have Popovich, you have the Dennis Rodmans, the Jordans, even LeBron to a certain extent. Is there someone on the Raptors who can accomplish that edgy kind of personality that we need to get over the top?
Did you say the Spurs have Popovich?
Popovich, yeah. That's Popovich and Rodman.
Am I getting older? Can I not hear a thing that's coming from the crowd?
You're getting
old. I'm getting old. I can't hear a friggin' thing. I don't use Q-tips. That might be it.
Basically, who on the Raptors, maybe it was two parts. Who on the Raptors has that edge, like a you know, championship team usually, like a Draymond or something like that, or Rodman back in the day. Or who could they go and get, I guess, was sort of the second part. Maybe a realistic.
We need a little Tude. That's totally fair.
They had him.
Who?
PJ Tucker.
Peach.
That was the whole story when he came over, and that was the whole story for the Rockets this year, was that him and obviously Chris Paul kind of are, you know, kind of both dickheads. So they kind of just brought in an attitude adjustment for the Rockets, and you could tell it changed. It changed, I thought, for the Raptors last season when PJ was there for half a season, but he got another calling for another location, so moved on down the road. But they clearly are lacking that guy, for sure.
Yeah. I think they made a mistake last year when they didn't start PJ Tucker from the beginning of that Cavs series. Yes, I'm going to play revisionist history and think that the Raps could have done something against the LeBron Cavs last year when there was a sweep. But first quarter, LeBron tossed the ball off the backboard, or Kyrie tossed the ball off the backboard to LeBron James when PJ Tucker wasn't on the floor. And they needed that attitude right from the beginning, I think, to set the tone. And it's all been downhill since then. But no, PJ Tucker is a very, very good one, along with Trevor Ariza, I think, as he's looked sort of past on that team. He was the Kevin Durant stopper, and now he's a free agent. I mean, he is available looking for a lot of bucks, but the Raps don't have any bucks to throw around for a guy like that.
Who's the closest guy on the Raptors to having that edge?
Historically or just now?
Well, no, like this team. I mean, it's supposed to be Lowry, is it not?
He's the Bulldog man. He's,
yeah.
Yeah. Serge, to some degree. I know, it's sad. It's supposed to be
he's got
term.
A new line of clothes coming out.
Excuse me?
Yeah. He's got he's been at a Paris Fashion Week showing his new garms.
Serge Ibaka?
Yeah, Serge Ibaka.
Garms.
Wow. What's with all the Raptors? Like, Damari Carroll is the swag daddy and
somebody's gotta be the guy with the look. That's why I'm on the show.
Oh, right. Don't you have a fanny pack, by the
way?
Yeah,
I even brought my fanny pack.
It's sort of a fanny
pack.
I
came up
it's
earlier. You guys like, why would you ever need a fanny pack in case you need to carry anything?
His weed.
Well, what do we got? We got a headphone.
Where the weed, several gums.
Cough drops. I got a cough drop if anybody wants one. Just one.
What did you call that? Your Indiana Jones satchel?
Yeah, it's
something?
My tactical satchel.
That's what it is.
I like to keep my legs free for, you know, various kicks. Things of this sort.
You're so flexible now.
Yeah. In case anybody ever challenges me to touch my toes, I'm ready to go at all times.
All right, we got another question. Way at the back, though. Kay. Reesh, what's up?
Hello. So, people have asked me, what are you doing tonight on this Friday evening?
People have asked you.
And I said, I am going to watch my best friends speak in front of an audience. That's how I feel when
get up here for a hug.
I would love a hug.
Give him a hug.
Go. Can you go get a hug?
Run.
Give him a hug.
Go, run. Run. Run.
It's my best friend. We don't know this guy, just so everyone
Are
knows.
Are you wearing underwear? Yeah.
He's got the short shorts on, folks. Keep those hemlines high and tight, Reesh. Damn.
I got a question.
Oh, now he's taking over. Okay.
Trey, never give them the
mic.
So
my question is.
Here we go.
You guys are semi-celebrities in Atlanta, but there are
fair.
We're much more of a celebrity.
Very
there.
Accurate.
Sorry,
you couldn't
like,
be more
full
accurate.
Full on celebrities.
No,
I don't.
No. Oh. No.
But let's say you're going down the grocery aisle. You're picking peppers. You're picking some kale out. Do you see EJ or like Kenny the Jet Smith over there down the aisle, like smelling some corn, thinking like it's a good corn? What is your greatest? What is your greatest NBA grocery celebrity find?
Yes, Reesh. What a question. Thank you, sir.
I'm not even lying, and I'm not just doing this to set you up to hopefully do what you're gonna do, but I once saw Gustavo Ayon in a supermarket in Atlanta.
Gustavo Ayon.
I swear to God I wasn't.
Let the cabbage take you over, Gustavo Ayon.
So that's all I've seen.
That was yeah. You saw somebody more famous than that.
I saw Al Horford and his wife buying prenatal vitamins once upon a time. Right. Didn't put two and two together until, you know, about 9 months later. Lo and behold, there's a baby Al Horford. Beautiful eyes as well.
Yeah. Is that when he was criticized for missing a game? Was that child?
It could have been. There was a long line at the Whole Foods, so I can see why it would have held him up.
We are also not popular in Atlanta. we were talking earlier. We are popular or, like, mini celebrities in two places. Toronto, for sure. Shout out to everyone that we saw today. A lot of people asking to take photos when we're walking around. And the airport. Anyone that works in an airport seems to be a fan of the starters. It's the weirdest. Am I wrong?
Anywhere that they will turn on NBA TV for a game and leave it on for the entire next day, there you will find starters fans.
It must be happening in airports everywhere. Yeah. I'm talking about people. I'm not talking about travelers. I'm talking about the people that work at the airport. Mm-hmm.
The cable boxes are set up to automatically turn on to NBA TV. Yeah. That's what I'm convinced. And that's what we do. Every remote control that we find, we set it so it turns on to NBA TV automatically.
Also, great hugs, by the way. That was a strong hug. Yeah. Yeah.
Your beard smells great.
Okay.
All right. I can't. Oh, there she is. Somewhere here.
All right. Dan has a question.
No hugs for you? I like hugs. But I'm okay. I'll hug later. Frequent member of the Tweet of the Week Army. That's
wow. Right.
Yeah, okay.
Hold on, Twitter handle?
At Slammin' Danny G.
Oh, classic. That's a classic. Wow. An honor to meet you, sir. An honor. Yes, cheers to you.
Thank you.
Cheers to you.
Favorite rapper of all time, Jorge Garbajosa. Jorge Garbajosa, favorite rapper of all time.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, absolutely. The Garbage Man.
That's
my question is specifically for Trey, and I would like to say you don't have to distinguish, but how many days has it been since you pooped your pants or fell down the stairs?
Either or. I haven't fallen down the stairs yet this year.
Those are some steep stairs in the back.
Yoga.
Those are some steep stairs.
Yeah.
It's got to be the yoga.
That's the end of my answer. It has been within the last month that I've had an accident.
But you feel confident because you came to Toronto with only one pair of pants.
I did bring a second pair of underwear. I brought underwear just in case anything bad happens, socks in case anything bad happens. Otherwise, We're just going with what I have on for right now. But you're right, Tass. I have confidence that I'm not going to mess my pants because I'm a grown man. That being said, once every 6 months, there's an issue. But I think it's been pretty recent, so I'm in the clear up here.
Okay, great.
I don't know. I got travel butt. You know when you travel someplace, you never want to go to the bathroom, at least for 24 hours, often for 48. If it extends to 96 hours, see a doctor.
Good question.
Okay. Okay, Adam has a question next.
So my favorite Raptor is Alonzo Mourning.
Get out! Get out!
Okay, no, it's
Kenny Anderson.
It's Jose Calderon. It's definitely Jose Calderon.
Which one of the... Oh, okay, good. Shout out to Hams.
So, yeah, shout out for sure. So you guys have talked for a long time, or at least Matt has, about adding a fifth starter, since you are called the starters. I'm just wondering if you guys have come close to doing that, or if you plan to, and if William Liu might be, you know, a possible candidate, because he's the guy here.
A great call.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
A great call.
Okay, Will, where is he at?
If it's not Will, we've been trying to, like, slowly massage the idea of Vince Carter becoming the fifth starter. We've had him on a couple times. We keep slipping in there. He's got a couple starter shirts that we've given him. But it's not going to happen. But the idea is fun.
And honestly, it's great just having four of us, because everybody knows there should be five starters. So now we can ask every single guest we have, hey, you want to be the fifth starter? They feel super special. We're like, man, we love you the most. We're asking you to be the fifth starter. They're like,
yeah.
Of course I will. Then we go in two-time one with Vince Carter, baby.
But the truth is, we're so talented, we only need four of us.
Wow.
We only need three of us. We don't even need Lee.
Okay, Justin, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Thanks for coming to town. Favorite,
nice shirt.
Favorite. Thanks for coming back. Favorite NBA player, I'm going to have to be biased and say Steve Nash, greatest Canadian
yes.
player of
Steve
all
Nash
time.
Said great
biased, answer. But anyway. So Toronto has sort of been known for this stigma of not landing big-name free agents. It's a common theme every year.
It's a common theme throughout the league, though.
I mean,
it's not an easy thing
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, it's true. But I'm wondering if you guys think that could ever be shaken. They really haven't. I mean, I know that, like, re-signing Serge was big. That's sort of like the biggest name, and it's a terrible contract now. Could they ever land a true big-name free agent?
Hedo Turkoglu.
Ball.
Drink. That's a drink.
It's my daughter's first word. Yeah, for sure. Drake just dropped Scorpion. Come up here, play. I think there's a huge pull. I think it can happen. And it just takes one. Just one.
Just one.
Yeah.
Do you buy that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I moved here not too long ago,
oh,
and then
boy.
So many Americans in 2016 were like, "I gotta get out of here." I don't know why. I don't know why they all wanted to leave. Oh, right. Toronto is a great city. It should be an international lure for players. Drake has made the city cool. I would say Toronto is at probably a cultural high right now, and I think that all those things leading together are good for trying to lure free agents. Everybody comes up here to party during the summer.
Yeah.
The key is getting them to stay for the entire rest of the year. It'll happen.
I will add, I know we talked about this last year when we did this, when Lee could get into the country for a Hoop Talks. Someone was asking about the idea of, oh, the American media, they pay the Raptors no attention, they don't care even when they're good, 59 wins and all that. And there is some truth to that. They don't care as much about the Raptors. They definitely care more than they did when we first moved down there because they're a better team.
They still don't.
Not as much.
No.
But they do, and especially because we are in the industry and we're talking to other producers and stuff like that, they are amazed by Jurassic Park, the turnout to playoff games, like all of that. Just the fans in general, the whole, you know, city/country embracing the Raptors. So that is, and I mean, whether or not that really matters to a lot of NBA players, I don't know. I think it does to some extent. Usually it's going to be the dollars and your best chance at winning, but it's a thing. Like they talk about that and they know it's a diehard fan base for sure.
Yeah, Masai was quoted a few months ago when he was asked about the Raps potentially somewhere down the road moving as a franchise, and he scoffed at it and said this team is here forever. It's not going anywhere, and it's 100% true. And that's what Masai, I think, has helped solidify the team's name, as well as Drake. I know it sounds crazy to say, but as Trey mentioned, the reputation couldn't be higher, and it is not going anywhere. And I legitimately think it's easy to sort of just look at the big teams in the NBA and say those are the only teams that get free agents. But, I mean, there's only a few guys that change teams every year. There aren't that many teams. We can name them. The Lakers haven't got a big player in a very long time. In a very long time. And the Raps can get one. Hito Turkoglu is not that guy. and it was unfortunate how that turned
those
out.
Those were some fun years.
Yeah. I'm Bloor. What was that bar name? Where he loved his vodka and cran.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the bar. I can't remember.
It was a quaint space. But Hito turned it up.
Yes.
Anyway.
All right, we have one in the middle from Nathan. You want to shimmy out here?
While he's shimmying out, by the way, 25 songs, too long. Come on, Drake.
Come on, Drake.
What?
Too long.
You just prefer 7?
There's a lot of numbers between 7 and 25.
That's true, but it doesn't seem like music listens to those numbers these days. All right, you're going to do your favorite player?
Yeah, sure, I'll do my favorite player. My favorite player was kind of... your shirt, Trey. I really dig the Trailblazers, and my favorite player that got me liking basketball was Brandon Roy, and so he was my favorite. Rest in peace, his knees.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to break some news, like he died. Shit.
No, don't worry. I think we're good. I think he's still coaching. Is a high school team?
Yep.
Yeah, he's doing really
well. Killing it. Yeah. So my question, I was unsure about asking it, but then I did a survey of my friends. They feel the same way. So I just wanted to know. For you guys and the staff of the Starters, everyone there, how do you guys cope? How do you feel about the fact that you're around someone as handsome as Tass Mellis? Like, how do you deal with that? I've asked all my friends, and they're like, yeah, he's crazy handsome. So I just wondered how the rest of you guys handle that kind of, you know, celebrity attraction around you.
Did you pull Tass?
Was he the one that
you asked if you should ask the question?
No. No.
You
want a hug or not?
Tass, how hot are you?
They're not allowed to walk into my dressing room. Okay. They must knock 4 times.
I was going to say it was easier in just the audio podcast days, but that's not true either because he's got a great voice. So I was fucked either way.
That is one weird thing. I am totally going to change the direction of this question. That is one weird thing. Quite often I'll see someone you guys asked about. People noticing us. Somebody will see me and say, hey, how you doing? Not know that it's me whatsoever.
Hey,
and then the voice comes out, and they say, oh, the Starters. Don't know my name, but the voice resonates. I think it is very much a show that's on NBA TV. The place that I go eat sushi at, it's on...
It is a show on NBA TV.
It's on NBA TV. Why have it on at a sushi restaurant? I don't get it. Who's watching basketball while getting their California roll? I don't know.
Were you intimidated joining the show with a sexy man such as Tass?
I mean, I started listening when it was just audio, and I definitely thought Tass was going to be a fatso.
Fatty. Yeah.
A lot of people thought he was fat. Yeah. It's right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. That that voice is too deep. Too deep.
There's going to be a lot of mess.
I got it lucky, though. You guys all sit at the desk with Tass, so I feel like the beauty and the machismo must just be overwhelming. Luckily, I've got like a 10-foot remove from it. One time this season, there was like something about Blake Shelton being the sexiest man alive, and he had this really weird video where he's like mugging to the camera and like showing off his gorgeous eyes. So we had Tass do the same thing, and they made us put up an MA-17 rating on the show. They're like, kids should not watch this.
I'm like Shaggy. My voice is not my voice. I just put it on to put it on, or else I'm nothing. I'm nothing without my voice.
Luckily, Lee sits beside Tass, and he's really ugly. Hey, he's not here. I get to say whatever I want about him. Yeah. Just kidding. He's sexy, especially for an older guy. He's quite old. Quite old. Takes care of his body, bar 3, organic bananas. Anything else? All right, next question.
Zach, where are you, my friend?
Hi, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Del Curry is definitely my favorite Raptor of
great
all time.
One.
There's
nice.
No question
great
about
one.
It. I drink. Have a two-part a question. The first question is, does Brian Colangelo get enough credit for bringing in Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, and Jonas Valanciunas? I don't think he does. The second part is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how effed up is Brian Colangelo's career after the burner accounts?
Oh, man. What a story. That was like the one story from the NBA season, the Colangelo Twitter fiasco or whatever you want to call it, where my wife was like, "Ooh, what's going on? What's this?" Couldn't care less about basketball otherwise. But what the, his wife is tweeting this? What's he tweeting? Like, what's she tweeting? Slants? Callers? Yeah. Does Nora tweet? Nora doesn't tweet. Nora, do you tweet? Nora's here, by the way. Hi, Nora.
Does Nora tweet? Good question.
No, not often. Nora's big into the Instagram game, at Nora Said So.
Yeah, Nora Said So.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Colangelo, did he, I guess two questions, did he get enough? No, he's, I mean.
Hold on. Credit for drafting Jonas Valanciunas? There's no credit for drafting Jonas Valanciunas. He could have drafted Kemba Walker right before him. Okay.
Do you think he gets the perfect amount of credit then?
The DeRozan contract was a very, very, very good contract. And the Lowry trade was very, very good as well. Where he goes from here, it's a fair, fair question.
But didn't he also get like a little lucky with the whole Lowry thing? Like, they were going to be trading him to the Knicks. Like, that
wasn't
was going
to. That was a Masai move.
Oh, that was Masai, excuse me. But so we're saying getting him in general.
Yeah, for a first round pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he's
Steven Adams.
He's fine. I don't really think about Colangelo that often, or I didn't until the Twitter. Yeah, I guess it's sort of your point. But why do we? I mean, we get pretty caught up in caring about. Like, we can just pick and choose the good moves he did or the bad moves he did, and I mean, most GMs are going to have a lot in column A and column B.
We don't have a virtual whiteboard to pull up the ledger here, but
yeah,
Lowry, DeRozan, Valanciunas, Hedo. Bargnani.
Rudy.
Yeah. Right.
Capono? Oof. Tough crowd.
It's a drink. But Brian Colangelo ever be a GM?
No.
You don't think so?
I think he'll be a consultant. Colangelo name is very powerful.
Just
in
like
the
that.
NBA, but I think it'll be a bit of a Danny Ferry situation. He ended not well in Atlanta, and he has kind of caught on just advising teams. And I'm sure that Brian Big Collars Colangelo will do the same thing.
You don't think 10 years from now, like, I mean, I don't know. I could see him being a GM again, oddly.
He'll be very old then.
No, he's a young man.
Not in 10 years.
He'll be 60.
You'll be old in 10 years.
I'll be Lee Ellis's age in 10 years.
He's old.
But Brian is 54-ish. His dad is still alive, doing well. Jerry?
Here's a question. If his wife just did all the tweeting, and if he did not know, did he still deserve to be fired?
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Why?
You should never share anything with anyone.
Don't share
Keep all of your
wife.
Secrets to yourself. Honestly, he was probably talking to his wife in a loving manner, and she tweeted it out. Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you can't do it. Can't do it.
Wow.
His wife is a rock defending.
Yeah. He should
husband.
Be able to talk to his wife about workplace issues. She should be able to tweet it without it being a big deal.
Trust her.
But it is a big deal.
Right. What was your favorite fake Twitter handle that she came up with or he came up with? Let's be honest. Was it Honest Abe? Was it
Still Ballin'? Is Still Ballin'?
Still Ballin'. There's one that There was one that looked like Hamburglar, but it definitely wasn't Hamburglar. But that would be a good Twitter handle.
There's like unknown sources or something. A little typo. Yeah.
What's Nora's Twitter handle? Her burner account. What's your burner account?
Oh, yeah. There's people
Where's she's defending J.E. Skeets right now.
Skeets is just as good looking as Tass. I see no difference. I see no difference at all.
Hello.
Don't tweet right. that, by the way, Nora.
All right, we got Brian here.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Favorite Raptor would probably be between Alvin Williams and Morris Pearson.
Yes.
Great picks.
Thank you.
Great picks.
The biggest shot in Raptors history.
Oh, yeah, when he threw it up. The other team threw it up, and then it didn't go out of bounds or it didn't time out, but that's another
No, that's Chris Childs. Oh, we're talking Morris. Morris. I was talking Alvin. Simon Theodore. I apologize. Go ahead.
Favorite NBA player, Stevie Francis or Kirk Heinrich? So between those, really random picks.
Question mark.
But I grew up with them.
Yeah,
so
those
they're cool
question
people.
Marks on the end of that.
Yeah.
Stevie Francis.
You grew up
too.
With Steve Francis.
That's why
and
you're
Kirk
choosing
Heinrich?
Them just because you grew up with them?
Steve Francis on the Yao Ming days was fire.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, anyways, I'm going to bring that back. So, there's a lot of talk about people interested in bringing the Supersonics back as an eventual team. I personally would love to see, like, a Vancouver Grizzlies team mm-hmm. come back. In your opinion, what is the next city to come out as a franchise? And for a question for all of you, what will you name it as realistic or as dumb of a name as possible?
Stratford Swans. Why not? We got a theater. Put it in there. Put the court in there. Little halftime axe. Little Macbeth at halftime.
Ooh.
Learn. Learn a little.
Bring Bieber back. Come
bring
on,
Biebs?
Bieber.
Yeah, Biebs could be the owner. He could be the coach. Well, Seattle, I think, is going to get a team. I think that's we're just waiting on that one, right?
Yeah.
And rightfully so.
Totally. Drop the super. Just
you don't
freshen
want
it
the
up.
The super?
They won't do that though.
Why not? The Seattle Sonics? No one called them the Supersonics anyway.
Do you call them the Trailblazers or just Blazers?
You got me. I don't know. Gotcha. I've never said their name on the show. We never talk about it.
Do you think the Grizzlies should come back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bring back every team.
Well, David Stern said that was his... hold on. Which ones?
The We're bringing St. Louis back the Kansas Spirit? City Royals.
The baseball team?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have them play basketball. Isn't there a Royals? I thought that's who Oscar
Sacramento
Robertson
Royals, I think.
Rochester Royals, maybe.
Rochester.
Anyways, it's on Wikipedia.
Tonawanda.
Will Las Vegas get a team, to me, is a question.
Ooh. Yep.
They just had Las Vegas. The Knights obviously had a super successful inaugural season in the NHL. They're selling out all the time. You know, the last time that the All-Star game for the NBA was in Las Vegas was a bit of a disaster, so I'm sure the teams and the league are hesitant to put a franchise there, but obviously there is a fan base that will support it. There's clearly money there. People love going to Las Vegas. I think it makes sense. The question, obviously, is gambling, but now that we're getting some legalized gambling in the States, maybe people will be able to smooth the way a little bit more.
Yeah. Did they just add a WNBA team, right?
Las Vegas Aces. Yeah, it's far less taboo. The gambling, sort of touching gambling, is less taboo. So, yeah, I think it definitely could happen. Yeah, every city. Anaheim is rumored.
The Ducks.
What do you mean?
That's
the
what
duck?
They have to name every team, I guess, right?
Drop the Mighty.
Drop the Mighty. They did at some point, didn't they?
Yep.
All right.
All right, way at the back here with John.
Vancouver should get a team back, though, let's be honest.
Yeah, before you asked this question, you were going to say David Stern.
Yeah, his biggest regret was not... Sorry, Ashley, what happened out there?
Nothing. We're good now. We're good. John, are you ready for this moment?
No, one more thing. He was going to say... No, you were going to say...
I was going to say... What were you going to say? Were you going to say something?
Me?
John.
John you? Was,
John?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, John. John. Come on.
Oh, I thought you said you're going to. We got hoodie John all of a sudden. Okay, sunglasses staying on. All right.
John, the phenomenon. What's going on, guys? From Chicago.
Oh, is it? Oh, is it?
No, it's not.
All the way from Chicago. Demon Stars in the house.
What?
Oh,
what's up, boys? What's up, boys? Just have a quick question. You know, I might be a little bit of a LeBron fan.
It is?
Yeah.
We have
about?
Nick Nurse and Jay Triano here. And now
oh, my goodness gracious.
What's up, boys?
All right, sorry, what's your question?
Johnny.
Hypothetical. LeBron James happens to go to Detroit or Chicago. Which would you rather not see as a Raptors fan? Dwayne Casey and LeBron beat the Raptors in the playoffs? Oh. Or LeBron wearing Jordan 23 beating the Raptors in the playoffs? And how would you feel about that, Trey? Thank you.
Go ahead.
I would
They were 23 for LeBron James. That number's already in the rafters.
In Miami, it's in the rafters.
It's in Miami in the rafters? It's in Chicago's rafters. They'll never take it down for the second greatest player of all time.
Wow. Wow. You believe that, right? Truly.
They would, yes. Yes, I think Michael Jordan's the best. And I don't think they would unretire his jersey.
I don't think so. And also, Casey with LeBron beating the Raptors. That's next level. Like, that's diabolical. So I go Bulls. Go Trey, go Bulls, man.
It's an interesting thought experiment, though. Kobe was entirely fine going to live in Michael Jordan's shadow. He was thinking about pushing for a trade in 2007 to go play in Chicago under those lights. I wonder if LeBron would do the same thing. I think he's comfortable going to other teams, to LA. I wonder if he would go to Chicago and do the same thing.
I think he would if the team was solid enough to get him to the finals and stuff like that.
You don't think the aura of Michael Jordan
Lakers.
Doesn't
I mean,
match.
It's like the most storied franchise.
Yeah,
of
but
all
it's
time.
Different.
But everybody goes to the Lakers. That's like a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
He's
being
just joining the line.
Compared to MJ.
Really?
It's different. It's different being, I think, in the United Center for me.
Yeah, okay. John.
Great question, John.
Thanks for making the trip up here, man. He's from Chicago, and it's sort of far. Oh, he flew.
You flew?
Not much effort.
You always drive.
Did you bring your Xbox with you? Grown man still travels with his Xbox. Did you bring it? I'd like to play it later, so I'm hoping you brought it.
All right, Chris is up next.
Hey, guys. Thanks for coming out. Favorite Raptor player, Linus Klaza.
Brian.
I have one really quick question, which is, has back waxing season started yet? And then my second question is, a lot of was made this season of the Raptors having a really deep bench, and it kind of came back to bite them in the playoffs. Do you think it makes sense for them to trade like a Poeltl or a Siakam or a Wright and try and consolidate those pieces into something more useful?
Let's start with the back wax.
Yeah.
Please do. Yeah.
It started.
Oh, yeah. Call me Rob Thomas because I'm smooth. Yeah, me and Mattio hit the old Sweet Peach waxing salon a couple of days after the Warriors completed their sweep. Debbie and Danica did the honors for our backs, you know, turned on a Sex and the City episode for us to watch. And then just tore that hair out of our follicles.
Are you in the same room, like holding hands? Like
no,
like
we're sharing a wall. We can hear the screams.
Wow.
How are you watching a show? Don't you put your face down?
Yeah, the TV like.
There's no reason to put it on. You're just hearing, and I'm in there for like 10 minutes, so I just hear the Sex and the City theme song. I'm like, okay, at least I know I'm in the right place. Tear it off, and I'm out of there.
It is interesting, though, because we were talking about this. Do you think they should have to charge Trey more than Matty O because he has a bigger back?
But remember this, less hair. Less hair, bigger back. I don't know. But I feel like you got to use way more wax on a back this big.
Yeah, that's...
You're using the same amount of wax no matter the hair? I don't know. If you're an esthetician, let us know if that's actually true.
I don't think you can do that. What? As a woman, imagine going to a girl and being like, oh, your Brazilian's going to cost $80 because it's a little bigger down there. It doesn't fucking work that way, guys.
I never thought of that.
I think J.E. Skeet should get charged less flying on an airplane. He weighs less.
Thank you, Tess.
Yeah. Makes sense. Totally not.
Second question.
The second part, yes. I think every NBA GM is looking to consolidate their good players for a great player. All these guys are expendable. All of them. Yeah. Yeah. They all. I mean, and it'd be nice to have DeLon Wright move into the starting lineup. It's what the Rockets did when they looked for James Harden, when they found that one golden moment that turned their franchise around. For sure, it can happen anytime, anywhere, any place. But the player development they've done has been great, and hopefully it pays off for the long run in exchange for a star. Ideally.
Right, because you're saying you want to develop the young guys and develop your bench, but, I mean, as you just said, in the playoffs, you're not really going to be playing 10 guys equal minutes and stuff like that. You're doing that to then trade them and hopefully get someone.
Yeah. And the NBA, like no other sport, depends on its stars to win.
Yeah.
That's just the way it goes. LeBron has been in the finals 8 straight times because he is LeBron James. And there's not a lot you can do, unfortunately. Sorry about that. That's depressing.
That was really sad. James, yes. What you got for us?
Favorite NBA player, Kevin Johnson from Sacramento.
Oh, you can't
Sacramento.
Say that anymore.
Boo.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
So one of those rules. It's like he was great, but now we can't say that.
Sorry.
Boo.
No, you don't have to boo. I'm just telling you. I'm letting him know.
He was
great
a
pick.
Anyways, I'll ask my question. Sorry. Yeah. I love Pun Gun. I'm a closet Pun Gun fan, so I probably understand it's a very love-hate thing.
Yeah.
And I just wonder what percentage of the time you guys love it and what percentage of the time you actually really hate it.
The Pun Gun itself?
Exactly, yeah.
And so for those that don't know, does everyone know what the Pun Gun is? Okay. Because we don't do it on the TV show. Maybe not everyone listens to the podcast.
It's all been pun.
Yeah. He loves puns, first up.
I love the bare naked
ladies.
Yeah, he's
100% in.
Every drop podcast, yeah, JD, we used to do it differently, but now it is JD gives us like a theme, starts the clock, and then we have to, whatever that theme is, like fast food, we have to pun it with NBA players. We still are half the time not really doing puns. We're just rhyming things.
Popcorn L. David.
Yes.
Wow, Cordell Davis.
Do you like it though? You love it, obviously.
Yeah. Can't get enough.
You love puns? Do you like it? I think
yes, indeed, I do like it. I think I do like it. Percentage wise, I like it 60%. Don't like it 40%.
Do you like it more or less than Tweet of the Week?
Oh, I like it 100 times more than Tweet of the Week.
Wow, see, that's controversial as well. Some people love Tweet of the Week. Some people not big fans. Skip 15. No, the Pun Gun's fine. It's over quick. You know, it's just a bunch of guys trying to rhyme things with NBA players.
It's rhyme time.
What's the harm in that?
It's rhyme time.
What's the harm in that? It's rhyme time. Exactly.
We're all delirious on Friday at 12:45 p.m. We're all ready for a nap at that point. Pun Gun is perfect.
We're ready for a nap in the middle of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Time for waking up, man.
Four.
No, you just got a kid, you're right. All right.
Sam, back here.
Hey, how's it going, guys? My favorite Raptor is probably going to be Charles Oakley.
Great yes. one.
The Oak. My question is, out of the bottom five lottery teams in this past draft, which team do you think has the best potential to make like the biggest push, possibly like a playoff appearance? So I guess it's like Memphis, the Hawks, Phoenix.
Suns.
Yeah. So out of those bottom five with their pick and then like possible free agents going to like Dallas or what's it say, would you say is like could make the biggest push?
That's a good question. Is it Dallas?
Yeah, nobody wants this one, do they?
No, I mean, so we know it's the Suns, it's the Kings, it's the Mavs,
there's
it's
money.
The Grizzlies, and it's the Hawks.
The Mavs are going to throw some money at somebody, it feels like.
They're getting close on DeAndre Jordan, right? They just are getting Doncic as well. So they're getting two guys who are going to be able to play in the NBA. If Dirk stays healthy for, 65 games, that would be huge. Could they make a run at the eighth seed? Unlikely, but they could win 30-something games, I think, and that would be a huge improvement.
I don't know how you talk yourself into any of the other teams. Outside of the Grizzlies, maybe.
Yeah.
Just being healthy. If all their guys play, if somehow they can unload Parsons even. Yeah, the Grizzlies would be in the mix if Conley and Gasol and all of them are playing, and we don't, you know, obviously whatever you get from Jackson.
DeMarcus Cousins could be a member of the Dallas Mavericks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The Mavs have been fishing for a center for a long time. They could overpay.
Yeah, it's not going to be the Hawks for sure because they still want to be bad.
They want to be bad.
The Kings are just always bad. And I mean, I'm a huge Devin Booker fan. I'm excited about the Suns. I'm excited about the pairing with DeAndre Ayton, but I don't think they're going to be sniffing like the 8th or 7th seed. So, yeah. Grizzlies or
what do you say,
Mavs.
Jay Triano? What do you say about the Suns?
Yeah. Suns are going to be great, says Jay.
Great attitude, Jay. I loved your play that you drew up for Tyson Chandler that won the game.
Way to save it. Way to
save
it. Wow,
what a play. 15 years been sitting on that play.
All right, let's do a couple more. How's everyone feeling? I mean, do people want to get out of here? I mean, all right. We're in no rush.
That was rush, yeah.
Let's do some more questions then, if everyone's fine with that. We have a little, we have a little surprise later on that hopefully works. That's awesome. No, it's not Maddie.
No, it's not. No.
That'd be great.
Okay.
That'd be really weird if he was just back here the entire time. We just
waiting.
Save him for the final minute. Here he is. All right.
Drew's here with me.
Way in the back.
Hey, Drew.
Hey. My favorite Raptors player is actually probably Chris Bosh.
Okay. Wow, that's
just way to stay true.
What's that?
Way to stay
way
true.
To stay true.
Way to stay true
just,
to your.
He was the best player as I was growing up and became a fan of the Raptors. But
me too.
My question is, and it's been a pretty hot topic around here, obviously with the coaching. Sorry, Jay and Nick up there. How much does a coach actually make a difference in a team? Like, what is this? Like, will we see a plus or a minus big swing if the players stay the same? How much do you guys actually think a coach changes of a team?
That's a good question. I also, for a while, thought that was Jadrian. Seriously, until he went back to him, I thought it maybe was him. Oh, it is Jadrian. Wow, that's amazing. What are you doing here? Do you buy it? Do you buy that a coach is important? Is a good question.
If you got a good one. I think if you got one of the three or four best coaches, it matters. Otherwise, 0%.
Even like this, like the whole staff that he has, and like obviously.
I mean, I'm sure
crew,
it helps.
Like
the development of it helps, but when it comes down to it, no matter who the Raptors hire, OG Anunoby's not really going to be able to guard LeBron James. It comes down to the players, and you know the coach can put the right guys out there, can maybe have you in the right position. But if you decide, I'm going to shoot it every time I touch the ball, I'm going to shoot it every time. It doesn't matter what the coach is yelling at you. You should pass it to the guy in the corner. That's cool, coach.
The counter to that is maybe, and I do love Casey, but like maybe Brad Stevens, maybe Pop.
Yeah, okay,
maybe
so but maybe the top two
LeBron
or three.
And get it out of his hands, and they didn't do that, which maybe ultimately got him fired, right?
Yeah, maybe. Who are you sending to double, though? That's the question to me. Who's really going to be able to go and stop LeBron running 94 feet full speed? Two guys? Good luck. I mean, sure,
anybody,
that's a coaching suggestion.
Anybody, just get it out of his hands. I mean, it's a hard number to put on anything, or to put on. I don't know. I feel like Dwayne did turn things around here culturally. I think that's what we're talking about. Forget the X's and O's. A motivator.
You had better players, though. Lowry and DeRozan were better players than had been here through the Rudy Gay Bosch era.
But they had the best bench in the league. Is that just because
that,
they're
yeah,
bench
sure,
players?
Sure.
Or
yeah,
is that
that's player
just
development,
they got
for sure. That's Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse, everybody.
That I definitely know is not Nick Nurse. I figured that much out.
It's better looking than Nick Nurse. That's how you know it's not Nick Nurse.
All right, that's right. He's very sexy.
Okay, Raheem is here. Question for you guys.
Hey there, guys. My favorite basketball player probably has to be Chris Paul. My question for you guys is, in the current NBA players, if you had to build your most ideal dunk contest, who would you pick and why?
Current players.
Out of the current NBA rosters.
Okay.
All right.
And, like, if we pick that person, they're dunking at the stage of their career. Like, Gerald Green. Can we pick Gerald Green? Is he Gerald Green of 2007, or is he Gerald Green of now? Do you know
like
what I'm saying?
Modern day.
Okay.
I don't think he wants Gerald Green in the dunk contest.
I would if
he wants names. Not DJ Stephens.
Dunks.
You want dunks.
I mean, I would have Gerald Green in a second if we were going by my rules.
Only in 2007.
I'm making this very
He blew out a cupcake. That was very cool.
It was an underrated dunk.
It was very underrated.
Okay, so who's going in it?
LeBron.
LeBron.
Even now?
Yeah.
So just because you want to see what he can do.
Yeah, he threw down a beautiful reverse in the playoffs in a half-court set. Like, no big deal.
Yeah,
what could he do?
But he only does those two dunks. He does
that we know. Yeah, the super far back one,
super
for sure.
Super far back, that's
and
a
the reverse.
Signature. If he was in Bulls versus Blazers 92, that would be a signature
yeah,
dunk.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he's got a pretty sweet reverse, the two-hand.
Guy in the first round only needs two dunks. That's fine. Move on.
Okay, who else?
Bring Zach LaVine back.
Test that knee.
Zach LaVine's good call. Mm-hmm. Aaron Gordon, probably again, too. Right?
Does the drone count as a person?
DeRozan had some good dunks
was great.
In his dunk contest performances. And Vince.
Okay. Vince, sure.
Be cool, Vince. Vince?
Vince is here?
You ready for a dunk contest?
You want to have a dunk contest right now?
Vince hologram would be amazing. I feel like we're failing you with our answers. There's got to be somebody out there that's a dark horse
what?
That
we
can dunk
four.
On us.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know we named four.
Aaron
yeah.
Gordon. LeBron is fine. And then
Aaron
You want Vince because he's old?
Nah.
Kirk Heinrich for
Donovan
that guy.
Mitchell, good call.
Kirk Heinrich.
Who?
Yeah, Dennis Smith.
Steve Smith. Dennis.
Steve Smith.
Steve Smith.
Yeah, the man that created
Under the Rim. Let's get him in the dunk contest.
Layup contest.
Dennis Smith, yeah.
All right, let's do a couple more. Hopefully we sort of answered that.
I have someone up here, yes. Come on.
Let's give it up for Ashley, by the way. She's doing an unbelievable job. Walking this giant room.
It's hot as fuck in here. Oh. Are you guys warm up there? Are you sweating?
It's not as bad.
God.
Absolutely not.
We're so cash in our t-shirts. Keeping it cool. Hip guys.
I got air pockets.
I thought everyone was just clapping for me.
Stop trying to steal my thunder, okay?
All right, favorite Raptor of all time, I couldn't do it, so I got down to favorite NBA player of all time, Sean Kemp, by far.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So my question for you guys is, I grew up on 90s ball, early 2000s ball, and now moving into where we're at right now, we've seen the game completely change. For you guys, if you could see one rule implemented into the new season that you think would completely change things, or maybe even the field a little bit better, what do you guys think would be the best rule implementation into the new season?
To even the field. Get rid of the three, I guess. I mean, that sure helps the Warriors beat a lot of teams.
Get rid of all points.
Hold on, let's talk this out.
Play for 48 minutes. At the end of it all, you get the two captains together and you say, who do you guys think
who
won?
Do you think played better?
If they can agree, game over. If not, overtime.
I'm in.
Exciting.
Exciting. Just like their debate skills come into play.
Yeah, I see a lot of different personalities.
I this doesn't really answer your question. One, I hate the clear path rule, like how we stop the play. I can't stand that. Because you talk about like we're going to see crazy dunks, someone on a fast break, and some guy just wraps them up. And I think it should be penalized more extreme. You shouldn't be able to do that. It's so dumb to me. That's some like, the most exciting. Mm-hmm. I definitely sound like Jeff Van Gundy saying mm-hmm. this, but that is like, you're going to get some of the most exciting plays because these guys are athletic freaks, and we just stop it. And you don't really get penalized all that much. So I'd like to see that taken out. But that doesn't really even the playing field.
Yeah. I'd like to see a little bit more room in the corners. This doesn't even the playing field either, but guys' feet are huge. There isn't a lot of room in that corner.
So you want a bigger
they got
to
tippy toe into that corner to find. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they manage to stay behind the line but inside the sideline. It's an amazing skill. Let's get a little bit more space. Why does it have to be 50 feet wide? Let's go CFL. Let's go bigger. Let's widen the court just a little.
Sure.
Why the heck not? Are we going to extend the 3-point line one day? Maybe.
The Hawks added a 4-point line to their practice court. I think a couple teams are doing it.
Nick Nurse.
Yes. Nick Nurse has done it
right.
The
Nick Nurse effect.
Do you think we'll see it? Cover if we are still doing the starters or whatever next show we're doing. We have to change the name of the show every couple of years. will we see a 4-point line? Will we be covering a 4-point line and talking about it? Oh, it ruined the game. Go back to the 3-point line.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
I kind of do. The league changes things. Like, you never think about it. You're like, man, it's been like this forever. But the three-point line isn't that old, you know, 35 years or something like that. Like, my dad played without a three-point line. He's old, but he's not that old. You know, they've widened the lane. They can widen out the court. Things
old,
change. You just
but
never
he's not
think
that
about
old.
It.
He's old.
Your dad's old.
Hey, man, my dad's not that old.
My dad's so young. He played when there wasn't a three-point line.
My dad's only 61, okay?
Because
it's
we
like
didn't
Brian
get to
Colangelo's
play,
age.
Because we didn't get to play HQ trivia tonight, do you know who hit the first three-pointer ever in NBA history?
Steve Kirby.
No.
Lee Ellis.
No. I thought you guys were – you don't
no.
know this.
No.
Does anyone know? First three-pointer officially made in the NBA. Steph Curry. What? No.
Steph Curry, is that right?
What?
Steph Curry, he said. Is that right?
No, it's not right. No. Should have been. It was on the I'll give you the hint. Celtics team in the 70s. I think it's 76, I think. No? That's
Cornbread Maxwell.
It's not Bird.
Casey
either.
Jones.
No. Chris Ford.
Mm.
Chris Ford. He was a coach.
Who hit the first three in Raptors history?
It was
the first point.
Alvin Robertson, right?
Alvin Robertson, right, yeah. Right. I think that's right.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right.
Jean DeBuff.
A couple more questions, then we'll see if the surprise works. We'll bring out Matt Austin.
All right, right in front. We've moved our way back. This is Arvin.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I'm like a big fan of you guys, and I've been listening to your stuff since I was in grade 5, and you guys are just like my icons.
Grade 5?
Yeah, grade 5. I'm still. Wow.
How old are you?
I'm going into grade 11, so I'm still pretty young.
Going into grade 11.
Amazing.
I constantly skip class to like listen to the tour show. It's like the best thing.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Stay in school, man.
Go to.
Yeah, of course.
Go to math, man.
And my favorite basketball player is self-proclaimed NBA player Lee Ellis. He's the best.
He's good. Greatest three-point shooter I know.
And I just wanted to ask, so there's been a lot of conversation, like the playoffs and stuff, about like Kobe Bryant being in the like the greatest of all time conversation. And personally, I don't think he should be in that conversation. Like maybe Tim Duncan should be because he's better. But like, who do you guys think?
You're too young. You don't know Kobe.
Who do you guys think is like better than Kobe and should be in that conversation instead of him?
Well, Kobe put Kobe in the conversation for greatest of all time. Like Kobe's not top five for anyone here, I imagine. The funny part is with Kobe, because Kobe fans are like the Kobe stans are, he's either number one, or if you don't have a minute, they can't believe it. They're like, what? Yeah. I think they just go a little crazy. He wouldn't be in my top five. I think he's more like top 15 of all time. You're right. I would have Duncan ahead of him. I've had Hakeem Olajuwon ahead of him, obviously Jordan and all that. But I mean, also, who cares what Kobe, like where he sort of thinks? I don't know. I don't really answer it.
Of Kobe and Tim Duncan's era.
His mic is.
Yeah. Mike.
Mike's. Oh, we're okay.
Cut.
We're back.
No, we're back.
Guess who's back, baby.
Of this era, I think Tim Duncan was the best player. Like the pre-LeBron era, Tim Duncan undoubtedly the best player, in my opinion. He was the guy. I don't know.
Because he played both ends, elite.
Yeah. And because I have no athleticism. Timmy's got a lot of athleticism. But he perfected the dinkers and the dumpers, you know? Underneath the rim. He was perfect. He's a perfect leader. I don't know how you can even compare the two. I have him higher. I don't know how you compare guys from the Chris Ford era, though.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, why does nobody really anymore think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the greatest basketball player of all time? He's the all-time leading scorer. He's got a million MVPs and a million championships. He's done it all, but it happened so long ago that most people discredit him. That's the guy to me that kind of gets slept on the most in the GOAT discussions. But also, you know, I was a year old the last time he played a basketball game, so I can't really carry the torch too much. But Kareem,
no,
I hear
you're not
good.
That young.
Huh?
You're not that young. The last time Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played a basketball game?
When did he stop?
Who's younger, you
90?
Or your dad?
Who looks younger? Maybe my dad. He's youthful.
He does look good. But you're right. Kobe, he doesn't need to be in the top five.
Yeah, man, we think Kobe sucks too. If that's what you want to hear, we think Kobe sucks.
Tass got to ask, he talked to Kobe once a long time back when we were the basketball
My
players.
Voice was higher then.
Yeah. And you asked him about scoring 81 against the Raps, or you tried to get him to apologize, basically.
Yeah, he did. He liked that I brought up 81 points. It was a signature basketball game for him, I believe. He took a lot of shots. Do you remember he hit 60 in his last game? It's still pretty unbelievable.
Very weird. Yeah. How many shots was it? Was it 50 shots?
Maybe 51, yeah.
Was it 50 shots?
It was over 50 shots. He set the record for shots, for sure.
That is crazy. He's crazy. Kobe's crazy, man. I know you're just a kid, but Kobe's crazy.
All right, we're sticking in the front row. Sorry, I didn't get your name. What was it?
Justin Vandenberg.
Yeah, hey. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, Justin, how are you? Twitter, yeah, Twitter.com. It's a great website. Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, thank you. Favorite NBA player growing up was Patrick Ewing. Just trying to perfect the hook shot. Didn't
like the
work.
Sweaty guys.
Yes. I don't know if that's what I liked when I was 10, but that's...
But now, maybe.
Yeah, well, now I'm in. 100%. Fuck yeah. All right. As the gentleman to your left said, you guys are going to be broadcasting at SummerSlam in the summer.
Yeah.
And what I'm curious of, as you guys look to establish your play-by-play careers, is what phrase are you really looking to call? You know, there's some classics. You know, there's the boring ones like kiss off the glass and so on and so forth. But is there other signature ones that you guys are looking to unleash when you broadcast? And can you share them with us today so that we can look out for them and maybe play our own drinking games at home?
Well, Lee's going to be on the call for sure in Summer League. You know we're getting some very solid plays. There will be that for sure.
The dream would be a wedgie. If we get a wedgie during the game, we're calling.
We're going crazy. Like, we're going viral.
We're stopping the game.
Yeah, we should should run the court.
Yeah, I mean, we're always saying, let it breathe. We're going to let that one breathe.
Yeah.
It's not coming down for at least 5 minutes. It's Summer League. Nobody will care. They'll be like, look at these guys having fun.
Yeah.
That's totally true. Feet set, ball wet. When a guy hits a shot, that's mine.
Good one.
That's mine. It's been marked.
Well, you'll throw a dinkers and a dumpers in there, too, I assume.
Yeah, no one gives a crap about that. Dinkers and dumpers?
People applauded the first time
you said dinkers and
dumpers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
Crowd
listening.
Went crazy.
If you have any other suggestions, tweet at us. And I'm sure we'll make a game of it. We did it with Brent Berry when he was calling games in Summer League. We gave him a bunch of things. He had to drop a Seinfeld reference. Did he have
we
to
got
meow?
Ourselves a game.
He had
game.
To,
he had
Super
to
Trooper
meow.
Meow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, I think he called the players. College said this player was from Kentucky. He's a wildcat.
Meow.
He dropped it in there.
He killed it. I mean, Bones, I don't think he's missed one, actually. I think we've done it a couple years, right? Yeah.
But you didn't hear about it because it's Summer League, so. That's why they're letting us do a game.
Exactly.
Update, we're working on the surprise.
Okay.
Not quite ready for it yet.
Okay. Perfect.
Not quite. All right, not all quite. Right. We're building anticipation.
What are the odds it happens?
I don't know. Maybe like 60%.
Wow.
High-ish.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay, Victoria has a question, though, so let's get her back in the convo.
I noticed William left. What's up
hey
with
guys.
That?
Hello.
Favorite Raptor of all time, TJ Ford, the little engine that could.
Wow. Drink. what are you drinking this week?
No,
I just want to ask, since you guys are here, and I appreciate you so much for being here, but Lee's not here, and he's missed a little bit. I love Lee. I just wanted to ask if you guys can, like, share some Lee memories since he's not here. Like, some funny stories
dead?
About Lee Ellis. I
wow,
think we
Lee Ellis
that.
Gunned down in his
prime. Wait, I also thought you were a Matty O fan.
I love, where's Matty O?
Oh, okay. do you have a good Lee story? What's your favorite Lee story?
Favorite Lee story?
Lee P's
I mean,
weird.
The Lee P is,
Lee P is the weirdest story he's ever
oh,
shared.
Oh, boy.
The Lee P, for anyone that doesn't know, is Lee randomly in a podcast decided to say...
You asked him what he was the best in the world at doing.
Yes, thank you.
And
I
he said mounting the toilet backwards.
Yeah.
The whole world, maybe he is. None
and
of us have ever heard of it.
His reason was, what's the best thing you're at? What's the best thing you are doing in the world? And he said, going pee in the middle of the night, not waking anyone. Okay, at first you're like, oh, you're tiptoeing around things. But then the reason was because he goes into the washroom, doesn't have to turn on the light, mounts the toilet, like forward. Not mounts it, like gets up on it, but like looks at it.
A.C. Slater style.
Turn your normal human sitting on a toilet and just turn it around and goes pee that way. That was his answer.
It's quieter.
He feels it's quieter.
How is it quieter?
And faster. We're like, Lee, it takes you literally this long to turn around. He's like, yeah, I can't waste that kind
he
of time.
He has to turn around when he gets up.
We're like, what are you doing in the middle of the night that you need this much time saved?
And he doesn't lower his boxers either, right? Or does he?
Oh, yeah, there was some controversy with what,
yeah,
what he
there
does
was some
with
controversy.
The boxes. You're right.
He couldn't do that at the Royal Cinema, these washrooms back here. There's no room. There's no room for legs back there.
So that's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Also great, he had a pick and payoff this season where he was doing the ALS pepper challenge, and the whole day we're like, Lee, man, these are going to be some hot peppers. You know, you're going to be very hot. He's like, should be fine. There's peppers. So we get to him. He eats a pepper within, I don't know, 30 seconds. Every time he's it feels like my tongue fell off.
Yeah. I have no.
He was dying.
I'm not sure I've ever laughed harder on the live show because you're right. All day he was like, no big deal, no big deal, no big deal.
Just eating peppers.
He took one bite of that pepper and I could see the fear in his eyes. I could just see it. And he was like, what have I got myself into? And that's why I was crying.
He was far more scared to eat fast food on the show.
Yeah.
He was so scared to eat a chalupa. He had no problem eating a 50,000, what are those things called?
Scoville.
On the Scoville pepper scale, meaning that it's a very hot pepper. No problem. But a chalupa, oh, no. Does it have avocado on it?
Also, great part about Lee, if there is a basketball around, he is picking it up and he is shooting it. It doesn't matter what's going on. Like, he just has to shoot or have it in his hands and fake shoot it, you know, like mime it. But him just challenging every, you know, because we're at NBA TV, there's obviously a lot of former players either being on camera or just coming through the studio. He tries to work in the idea of shooting against them all the time.
Oh, yeah, it'd be a great segment. Yeah, yeah.
He just wants to play basketball against NBA players. Former or current, it doesn't matter. And he's done it a lot. And he's beaten a lot of them, which is the craziest part.
Well, because he's practicing at all times.
I know. But he beat Kendall Gill in a shooting contest. He beat Isaiah Thomas, maybe in the shooting contest.
They went one-on-one, trading buckets.
Who else am I forgetting? There's a couple others that he's taken on.
Lee's got some pelts on the wall, that's for sure.
He's great. He's just as weird as you would imagine.
I can hear it now. Yeah, he's dribbling a basketball at all times. We're doing our rehearsals pre-show, watching stuff. The ball is bouncing constantly for 20 minutes straight.
Yeah, JD, our director, always has to get angry at Lee to cut it out. He's just a lovable 41-year-old child. Is he 41?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's great. He's great. We love him.
I think we're ready.
Yeah! Wow. Perfect.
Wow. Well, fire it up.
Perfect setup, because we were a little bummed that we couldn't get Lee to join us here on stage, but hopefully, fingers crossed, Lee Ellis is going to join us right now, live through Skype.
Oh, the Lee hologram?
Wow. Will it work? We're not sure. All right. And we can turn the music down. Oh, he's frozen. Okay, turn the music down. Turn the music down. Let's see if this works. Lee, can you hear us? This is Skeets. What's up, man? All right, maybe we'll crank his volume. Crank your volume there, Lee. I don't know if we can fix that. There we go. So Lee, they booed when we put you on the screen. Sorry to keep you up. Okay, a couple things, Lee. Lee can't see us, but we can all see you, Lee. And because we can see you, correct me if I'm wrong, somebody got a haircut. Can everyone hear
Is
him
it the accent, way? Or can we just not understand him?
It sort of works. It's
you don't want
accent.
A lot of hair in the summer. Ain't that right?
Okay, no, we're not getting him to do the Lee P. he's doing it anyway, he said. He's got his computer on the back of the toilet.
It's a perfect rest.
Okay, Lee, okay, so new haircut. Why don't you? I mean, don't go on forever, mate. But how? Why can't you? Why couldn't you get up here? I thought you had like 8 passports. You're always bragging about how many passports you have. Okay. We can't hear a word you're saying. I mean, you're breaking up. We can sort of hear you. So keep going. We thought though, as a to end this thing as a fun little surprise. I don't know how many of you ever join us on Facebook when Lee opens an old pack of cards. We thought we could try that. It's going to be choppy, but Lee, do you want to have a go? Do you have a pack of cards on you? Oh, he's got a pack. He's got a pack. Also, Lee, are you watching TV right now? Like, I can hear something. Can you turn the TV off or whatever you're watching? Okay, so what, okay, we got a pack of cards. There's two rules. Everybody knows the rules. One, if we get an Otis Thorpe, we all win. If we get Otis Thorpe, we all win. So we're praying for an Otis Thorpe. Two, if we get a checklist card, Lee has to rip it up.
And eat it.
And eat it. All right? So, all right, let's try this. I don't know how long this will work, but here we go. Give it a go, Lee.
Chris Webber, yeah. Chris Webber.
Chris Webber, what Chris Webber was said. Oh, Derek Coleman.
Derek Coleman.
Oh. Billy Owens? Yeah.
Billy Owens. Nice one. Trade.
All right, okay.
GMC guys. Okay.
Oh, trade.
Michael Doliak.
Who is it?
Alan Ogg.
Keep that one, man.
That's Alan Ogg.
Chuck Person. Yeah, all right. Is this fun for everybody? I'm loving it.
Whoa, Kenny Anderson. One of the best Raptors ever.
Hey, yes. Good one.
That's a good one.
Fact.
Derek Harper.
Derek Harper. Yeah. Whoa, we're killing this pack. He's having the time of his life.
All right. MJ.
Wow. The second best card behind Otis Thorpe. Wow.
Huge.
Oh, my God.
No way.
You will not believe this. The guy who was the very first in this pack was trained this guy.
Chris Webber.
No.
Anton Jameson.
No, from the Van DMC Warriors.
Well,
Mitch Richmond.
Mitchell James.
Yeah,
oh,
buddy.
Wow. What a pack, Lee. That's a Hall of Famer.
Crazy.
It's just crazy, man. Okay, we see it. Yeah.
This guy has got a great nickname. His nickname is just a car. He played for the Raptors briefly, too.
His nickname is what?
Gotta be Cadillac Williams.
What does
Cadillac
he say?
Williams.
I can't understand him. A car?
His nickname is a car.
A car.
He didn't play for the Raptors. Boom. Boom. He didn't play for the Raptors. That was Carabana.
How many cards are left?
We got five or so yet.
Okay.
Oh,
Mike
yes.
Isolino.
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah. Bison Deli?
No.
Oh, yeah. Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf?
Chris Jackson.
Yeah. Good call out there. I was a fan.
Kendall Gill?
Yeah, wow.
Baby.
Oh, Oh, you beat him in a shooting contest. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Alton Lister.
Alton Lister.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Point at him.
All right. Otis Thorpe, come on.
Jabari.
You got a
Brian
Rory
Cardinal?
Rory Sparrow.
Yeah. Whoa! How the hell did you pull that?
You know I love birds.
Oh, you do love birds.
That's right.
All right, final card, Lee. Final card. Fat Lever. Oh!
Hey.
Boom!
Fat Lever.
Great hints, Lele.
Flush that lever. Get off that toilet.
All right, because you're doing the leapy, you're in the bathroom. Go shave next. All right, Lee, I think the fans got a kick out of that. I have no idea. I mean, I did. Yeah, they're cheering. Is there anything you wanted to add, Lee, before we say goodbye?
You guys are looking great up there. I was following along on Periscope. It was really good. You guys are killing.
Okay, thanks, Lee.
Thanks, man.
Really appreciate it. Lee Ellis. Lee Ellis, everybody. Sorry for keeping you up past your bedtime, mate. Take care. I don't think we can top. That's a weird way to say goodbye. No, he's still there.
Yeah, just hang out. Just hang out.
He wants to hang out. Well, I think we're done.
Hit the red button.
Get out of here at some point. Oh, okay. Well, it worked, sort of. That's close enough. It was a good pack. I think that's it. Well, what time is it? God, what do you mean? It's Friday night. It's 9:30. It's not too bad. It's up to Kevin and the crew here. We can sit here and ask or answer a few more questions, but I don't think we're going to top Lee. So you tell me. No. Let's
I think we're done.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, but I think the only thing that's left is we do want a big group photo. So yeah. We're going to ask the three of you to come down to like the fifth row over here and for everyone to just fucking pile in.
Okay.
We're just going to do a big photo,
I like
if
it.
That's okay.
Big group hug.
Can we do
big
one where we're up here, too? I always see men in blazers do that photo, and it looks badass.
Sure. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, we get Matt up here.
He's right there.
Crowd in here, and we'll take a crazy shot.
So wait, where do you want the people?
Here? Just where they are.
Yeah.
But I want us on the stage.
Lording over them?
Yeah. No, yeah. Not
yes.
Over them. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. But yes, then we'll do that
precisely.
One too.
Okay.
Thank you so much, guys. Let's take a photo.